Hey, check out the new TJ Riggins Overtime, available on our podcast platforms, YouTube, or the Media Center at tjriggins.com. It's sponsored by Cozy Earth. Go to tjriggins.com, click the deals button, and get 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hello. Hi. Hello. So I can't believe Lindsay hasn't been all over you, Riggins, trying to find out more information about whatever girl you had in the car with you the other day that you told the story about the driving around the traffic circle.
Yeah. Well, she did.
He gets angry easily when someone brings up a girl.
Yeah,
you do.
Like when you want to know information about the girl that he was with and all that.
Yeah. I know I can do it with Rob because he doesn't get mad.
Uh-huh.
You get mad at me. Yes, you do.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not mad at you. It's not a big deal.
Well, no, you're not mad at me because I didn't pry. I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm not prying.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. When you want to tell me, you'll tell me, which will be never.
Right.
I'll be invited to Riggins' wedding, and I won't even know who he's marrying, if it's a girl, a guy, a pet. I don't know. I'll never have met her.
Well, I don't think that's right, Lindsay, because I don't think any of us will be invited. If Riggins decides to get married, he'll just show up one Monday and go, hey, I got married over the weekend.
For
that's
sure.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, it'll be an adventure.
And then he'll say, don't ask any questions about my wife.
Yeah.
You'll never meet her. You don't want to know her name. Any of that.
It's not that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe when it's the one, you'll share.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll keep that in mind.
I mean, because I get that. I've dated a lot of people I don't really want to talk about, you know?
Yeah, you got to most of the time go through some bad ones before you get to the good one.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lot of bad ones.
I mean, God bless a broken road.
Yeah. So true, Brother Rob. So true.
So true.
Right. So what was it yesterday that we're using for the replay today? What was it?
Crazy story from New Hampshire a guy who was arrested, but the circumstances surrounding his arrest made the national headlines.
Right. So crazy guy has a wreck, and then what he does after that endangers the public. That's the real thing.
Yeah.
And it's today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
Kinsho Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. And my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So yesterday, Riggins informed us that everybody from New Hampshire is crazy. And this is just one example of a crazy person from New Hampshire, just not knowing how to act in public. So enjoy it. It is the In Case You Missed It replay for today.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, in case you missed it, here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins show.
TJ has always said, what is your theory about some when you see somebody walking down the highway?
Nothing good ever preceded someone walking down the interstate, the side of the interstate.
It's really quite profound. I mean, nothing good happened to lead you to walk right down the interstate. It's so true. And that is just proven again. I don't know if you've seen the story. 35-year-old man in New Hampshire was arrested on Sunday. He allegedly stole a car, then caused an accident on the highway. He sustained a couple of injuries, but he otherwise was okay. After the crash, the man took off all of his clothes, abandoned them on the shoulder of the highway, walked across the highway, and left the scene of the accident. Multiple drivers called the cops after avoiding hitting him. The police found this man wandering down the highway, and they were pretty sure it was him because he was still completely naked. So naked, walking down the highway after causing a wreck and people swerving out of the way to miss him. It's really not a good day.
Does your information say what his name is?
It does. There is another level to the story. The naked man found wandering down the highway was identified as Sean Wiener. Sean Wiener. So,
is this a joke?
It's not a joke, but it is New Hampshire. So isn't everything a joke in New Hampshire? I mean, really, I don't know what they're doing for the world, but Sean Wiener just walking down the highway butt naked.
What is it about somebody getting in an accident or having a wreck and stripping off their clothes?
Exactly.
I mean, that guy that was high on bath salts that I had to subdue until the police got there for like 30 minutes.
Right.
First thing that happened was he took all of his clothes off. He was just in his underwears.
That's correct.
And I'm having to just subdue him and his sweat all over me and everything.
So he was just so hot, he just...
Well, I guess so. It was a bit back when those bath salts was a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not talking about Mr. Bubble here. This was the real deal bath salts. Mm-hmm. And then just a few months ago, there was that guy that crashed his car in the parking lot of a mall, stripped off all his clothes, ran into a Bass Pro Shop, and did a cannonball into the fish tank.
Right. Now, you could see where that would be appealing.
That just sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds very fun.
And swimming with the catfish.
I remember talking about, exactly. I remember talking about that story for the first time, and Ace said, doesn't everybody just want to get up there and do a cannonball in the fish tank at Bass Pro Shop? And DJ went, no, I mean, I don't.
No, thank you.
Ace was like, everybody wants to do that.
Yeah, I've never looked at it and thought, I'd like to swim in that.
It's because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just green.
And how did he make it all the way that far into the store? Because that's not right at the door when you walk in.
No.
Without somebody tackling him.
Yeah. Yeah, he made it all the way into the fish tank. And then when he fell out, it was like that loud splat on the concrete. And then started to struggle with the police officers there to arrest him.
Yeah, so maybe taking your clothes off is a defense mechanism because people are less likely to jump on top of you.
Yeah.
Right. They don't want to touch you.
Yeah, it works in a fight. Just strip off all your clothes. I love that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I always have trouble figuring out what women are talking about when they say they go get their nails done. Is it a nail painting? Is it an acrylic?
Two different things.
Okay.
You can go. I'm sorry, Lindsay, correct me if I'm wrong here. There is a manicure and then there's a polish change. Mm-hmm. You go get the manicure, that's the full... the pushing back the cuticles, the soaking, the whole thing. And it could include overlays if you have fake nails. But then there's a polish change, which you just go in and then they take off your polish and then redo it.
Okay. So this woman was on TikTok and she goes, how much are y'all paying for fill-ins? And I thought that meant like when your nail grows out, they just go back and color in towards the cuticle. Like that's what I pictured a fill-in to be.
Fill-in is like a fake nail, so they drill it down to make it smooth and then they fill it in with acrylic or whatever.
Okay.
It's fake nails.
She said her fill-in costs $45, and then on top of that, she said, I pay $5 for an almond shape fee, a $5 fee for an almond shape, and then a $25 extra charge for metallic polish or something like that. Does that sound
chrome?
Chrome polish. So she's paying almost $80 to get a fill in. I think once a week is what she said.
Oh, no, you shouldn't be doing that once a week.
How often should you be getting this done?
I mean, every couple weeks, I go 3 weeks, but I spend about 65.
Oh, okay. That's not nearly as crazy.
I don't get chrome though.
My mom goes every 2 weeks, never got her nails done when we were growing up, ever. She never went to go get it done. Now she would rather die than miss a nail appointment.
Mm-hmm. Same with my mom. Never went until we were out of the house.
So I don't know. What is it? Like, I don't know if she's just getting influenced by other female friends. It's like, why has this become such an important thing for you?
She's got time now. She's got time.
Maybe.
She has 3 kids to raise.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Chrome is more expensive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now that's one thing I didn't know, because that's relatively new in my house. The chrome polish. Like within the last couple of weeks, that's been happening.
I love chrome.
Ooh. Well, I would ask her about any additional fees that she's incurring because she's getting chrome on her nails. Like chrome, like a rim,
It's a chrome looking. Yeah, it looks like chrome.
That's a hot thing right now.
Yeah, and they have different colors. It's like a powder they put over it, and then they put a clear polish.
You can put it over white, you could put it over black. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was more expensive.
Well, now you do.
He's kidding. Riggins information. Where are you getting this information, Riggins?
It was on TikTok. Now, I don't know if she's trying
to help Jody out.
Oh, well, she said this was for a fill-in, so I don't know what Jody's getting done and if this
applies. I'm just talking about that. Lindsay's the one that said chrome is more expensive than just regular polish.
I know. I'm regretting that choice.
Well, I don't care. I mean, I'm not going to. She handles the money. She knows how much we have. If we can afford it, she, you know, it's up to her.
Right.
Chrome, but you can't stop at a convenience store.
Yeah. She looks super cute, though.
Right.
Well.
Yeah. It's true. Maybe
investigate.
I don't know. It's fine. She gets chrome nail polish, and you know, I buy shirts from Costco or BJ's where one sleeve shorter than the other. I mean, it's fine. No big deal.
Yikes.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Here's a little fun fact for you. Did y'all know there are way more Puerto Ricans living in U.S. America than there are Puerto Ricans living in Puerto Rico?
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I like the Puerto Rican people. Sure. And I like saying Puerto Rican instead of Puerto Rican. Because when I was growing up and I would watch Sanford and Son, that's the way they pronounced it. They had a Puerto Rican neighbor named Julio.
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Rican.
So, yeah, I like saying the word like an old black man. Puerto Rican.
It's more fun.
Mm-hmm.
That is a weird stat, though.
Yeah. And the Puerto Rican women are very pretty, most of them.
Please, J-Lo.
Yeah. But she's crazy.
She's hot, though. We're not talking about personality.
I know, but I'm just saying that even though she's so pretty, I wouldn't come within 10 feet of her to ask her on a date. There's no way. If I were single and I came across Jennifer Lopez and she's single, there is no way I would try to be on a date with her or start up anything with her. No way.
It's crazy.
She is crazy.
I'm saying this is crazy.
Why would I want to spend time with a crazy person?
Well, valid point.
You know she's crazy?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you just want to get close to see if she's really that pretty?
You know who would say, well, yeah, I mean, I would get close, but not in a way that I'm trying to pursue her.
Right.
I mean, I would like, you know, I would say nice to meet you, whatever. But I wouldn't get close to even trying to ask her on one date.
Wow.
Because at my age now, I don't, like, the looks don't trump the crazy.
Right.
The looks don't trump
Bart
the crazy.
But Riggins, you would. Mm.
For Jennifer Lopez, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Right. Most men are weak like that.
Yeah, I'm the weakest person I know.
I'm the weakest link.
Absolutely. I always said I'm going to be in a cult one day because I won't know any better.
But then what do men end up with? Heartache. And say, well, she's just so hot though. I couldn't resist. I thought it would be worth it. Well, now look, you got scars all over you. Not worth it.
Yeah.
Emotional scars.
All of it. Emotional, physical.
Well, they've all
because Jennifer Lopez seems like the type that if she got mad enough, she could cut you.
Really?
Yeah. In my humble opinion, yeah, I think she'd. Yeah. I think she would cut a man.
Oh, I agree. Feisty.
Mm-hmm.
She was really nice in that interview Riggins had with her, so maybe they'd get along.
She was. She liked me a lot.
When was that?
I don't. It was a long time ago. You guys didn't want to do it or something, and you left me.
Yeah, I did it with you.
You?
Because I told her I was a dancer and she was a fly girl, and we bonded.
Oh no way!
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, what were you guys thinking to let me and Lindsay interview J-Lo?
Well, because she had, like, one time we were set to interview her, and she left us hanging and showed us disrespect. And I didn't want to give her another chance. I was like, y'all go. I didn't play that. Just because they're celebrities, big stars, and they got us hanging around just waiting. Oh, well, J-Lo is supposed to call. She didn't, so we'll have her on tomorrow. We ended up having her on. She was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't want to have her on. I was just like, she missed her shot. Forget it.
Yeah.
We did that with Mariah Carey. Said, sorry, Mariah, you're late.
Yeah.
See ya.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Welcome to the TJ and Riggins radio program. My name is Riggins. A bit of a weird day today because TJ's not here. TJ is doing some business meetings today, so he was unable to be here on the show. It was very sad. But thankfully, we do have TJ's wife, Jody, here with us today. Hello, Jody.
Hello.
Good morning. And, of course, Lindsay here every day.
Yes.
Tech D Rob hat. As well. Thank you for being here, Jody.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I think I made TJ feel bad about it. I was like, I can't wait till Jody comes. He's like, well, thanks.
You might have been a little too excited.
I was too excited.
And yesterday was funny because I said, you know, Jody and Lindsay are friends. So they're girls and they chat a lot. And he goes, well, you got to like put your foot down. You got to be in charge. I was like, well, I'm the worst at being in charge.
That's not me. I don't do that.
So, but yeah, you guys have been you guys have sort of rekindled a friendship. You guys, how long have y'all known each other? Lindsay and Jody?
Well, let's see. 2012 is when I started.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that a time. Long time.
And we stayed in touch.
We did.
When she was gone.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh yeah.
And my babies
I love her babies.
Yeah. Was she talking crap about everybody? Jody?
Never.
She loves everybody.
Listen, I had stuff I could say and I didn't.
No.
Okay.
She bit her tongue.
Never.
Yeah. Bit her tongue.
Never.
So you guys have been hanging out recently, right? Like I heard you went to a coffee shop or something with
Jody. We did. Oh, we had a little coffee date. I was teaching her how to do an Instagram reel.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we spent 3 hours there. So it was the reel making was like 10 minutes and the coffee and chatting was 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you how to make a reel right now if my life depended on it.
So that was a bust.
Something tells me there wasn't a lot of work getting done at the coffee shop.
I mean, we did for a minute.
Yeah, a minute. Uh-huh. Literally 1 minute.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, what are the holiday flavors of the coffee with like sprinkles? And we just had, we might as well have just gone straight to cocktails because at that point it was lunch.
Jody, do you see, part of yourself in Lindsay a little bit, like, because you guys are kind of similar in a lot of ways, like even the way you speak.
Oh, like really?
Because we're Southern.
Oh, right.
It's more of like a volume thing.
Oh, we're loud.
Oh, it's a it's a volume thing.
Lindsay's got kind of like a fun little life, and I can see you like, you know.
I'm kind of envious of her life, to be honest.
Really?
Are you with them babies?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like yesterday I was living that life. I'm telling you, somebody in your life younger than you is going to come along and you're going to go, this is what Jody meant.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I think it's probably Lainey.
Yeah.
You know, Jody's daughter. you know, Lindsay hooked up with her over the weekend and kind of was like, oh man, to live this again.
Yeah. Good example. Because I had so many mixed emotions. Like, she's an adult, but how, but why so quick? You know,
it's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah.
No. Womp womp.
Well, she was telling me how they go out and they have fun and I'm just like,
we've got a lot of stuff to cover today. It's going to be a different show. TJ's not here, but TJ's wife, Jody, is. So we've got a full show planned, and it's going to be really exciting. First up, you're not going to believe who contacted us. Somebody from your past, Jody, reached out to us, and we have the audio. It's crazy. We're going to play it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. TJ is not here today. He's got some business meetings to attend, and he'll be back tomorrow. He's all good. But instead of canceling the show, we decided, you know, to keep going.
Girls' Day.
Girls' Day. Just us girls.
Just us three girls.
Just us girly pops here in the studio. TJ, that's TJ's wife, Jody, is here. She is joining us today, thankfully.
Yay.
And Lindsay here, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously, every day.
Here we are.
In the studio.
Yeah.
But this is kind of crazy. So, Jody, how long have you been married to TJ?
30 years.
30 years.
Wow.
And you just celebrated an anniversary recently, right?
Mm-hmm. October was 30.
Now, just recently, TJ talked about how you were dating somebody when you met TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of serious, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Your mom, did your parents like the guy that you were dating before TJ?
My parents didn't like anybody that I dated. No. I picked some bad ones.
Well, you did?
Oh.
We all did.
Yeah. Well,
there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're learning, you know, about yourself and learning about
what you are. It's part of growing up.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to believe this. Somebody you dated.
Oh, great.
Reached out to us and left us a message. And I couldn't believe it at first. But
now I'm about to throw up.
I'm excited.
I don't know how long ago, but here, I'll just play it for you.
Oh, just had to reach out with a funny story. I am Jody's ex-boyfriend. I'm from Australia, but I met Jody down there in Louisiana. We dated for a few months, and it wasn't super serious. I remember seeing Jody for the first time. I actually saw her teeth first. Those things are just incredible. We have all kind of dangerous creatures here in the outback, but those teeth could be the most dangerous threat in America. I called her the Louisiana Buzzsaw. She dumped me after she found out that I had a pretty little lass back home in Sydney. I hope she's doing well. I hope she knows that I never meant to hurt her. If I could go back, I'd do things differently. Although I'm not sure she's really suited for life in Australia. One thing I really miss about her is that she was an incredible kisser, and I remember she used a lot of tongue. It's amazing she was able to keep those huge teeth out of the way. Please send her my regards.
Wow.
He sounds hot.
He does sound good looking.
You know what? If that was somebody from my past, he wouldn't be in my past.
I know that's right.
He just have to talk all day to me.
Said you were a great kisser. We used a lot of tongue.
A lot. Yeah. That was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't just she used tongue. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I would have too with that.
he sounded apologetic. But maybe it was for the best. He said you wouldn't do well in Australia in the outback.
I don't know why. I think I would do just fine.
I don't know why I can't go to Australia.
They would love me over there.
Yeah. You wouldn't need a heated blanket or a space heater in your office because it's nice and warm.
Yes.
They'd eat you up.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, listen, good for you. I mean, you found the right one eventually.
Yeah. I did.
You landed on the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Does you still use a lot of tongue when you're kissing?
No.
There we go. We've got Now Trending coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. the most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
All right, so Now Trending, TJ's not here today. He'll be back tomorrow. He's doing some business meetings today. So he will be back tomorrow. Don't worry. TJ's wife, Jody, is here, and Lindsay and Tech D Rob, obviously, as well. One of the top trending topics today is Southwest Airlines. Did everybody see this?
No.
Yes, I did.
What?
People are really upset about
this. I'm mad about it.
Southwest is going to start charging you for bags, which made Southwest sort of the...
Yeah.
That's why you flew Southwest.
Yeah.
It's because they didn't charge for bags. And isn't that the airline where you can kind of sit wherever you want?
Yeah. Yeah, they herd you like cattle when you go to...
Yeah, they bring you on like cattle.
But I like it. Because, you know, I've flown that several times going to Nashville to see our daughter.
Yeah.
Easy. I mean, it's like, get on, get off.
I love that.
You don't need all that.
So I didn't know any different, so it doesn't bother me.
You're not much of a flyer, right?
No. Well, and not Southwest.
Yeah.
Kyle's got points for other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to start charging for bags, and people were just, like, losing their minds. They're like, why would I pay for bags when I can just pick a nicer airline to fly with if they're going to charge me for bags as well? So a lot of people are really upset about it. But you've got options for your airlines and stuff like that. But I understand why people are nervous flying right now.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
I thought you were going to say another accident.
Ugh. Oh, God, no. Please, God forbid.
I know.
Tiger Woods, one of the top trending topics today. He has suffered an Achilles injury. He tore his tendon. So the reason why it's news is because he probably won't be playing in the Masters this year. So
do you tear it from playing golf?
No. I don't know. I don't know.
I think he was doing something else.
What are you saying?
I said that like it was scandalous. That's hilarious. I meant like basketball or something. I mean, you don't.
Running. Well, no, he's had a lot of injuries. I don't know that, you know, he was in that car accident.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's had some injuries throughout his career, but.
I believe that ex injured him too, right?
Elin Nordgren, when she came chasing after him with that golf club.
Yeah.
She was real mad. That's another level of mad when you chase somebody in a car.
But I love her. I loved her for that.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Get him.
Yeah, he was living a wild life. Yeah. I always feel bad. You know, he had to do a press conference in front of his mom, like, and talk about, like, that's the worst part about being a celebrity.
I know.
It's kind of having to do the stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Mm.
He's really aged. I saw him not long ago, and I was like, whoa.
He hasn't aged well. No. I don't want to be mean, but.
Yeah. Today is National Working Moms Day, so you both have, you both are working moms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, mine are adults.
Still a mom.
Yeah.
You're a mom forever.
Yeah.
Lindsay's
forever.
Lindsay. Forever.
Were you super excited to get back to work after, you know, you had your second kid or?
I think so. I think I needed it and didn't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready to get out of the house a little bit.
Yeah.
So this is fun for you coming in to do the show.
Yeah. I mean, I missed you guys.
Yeah.
Too.
A little bit. That's very sweet. So something interesting happened. There was a video posted on our social media earlier this week where TJ was complaining about his wife, Jody, who is here with us today.
Shocker.
And she did not like that at all. She said, "You make it look like I'm always nagging you."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, what about it?" And she goes, "Don't worry. I'll save it for Wednesday when I'm on the show." So next, we will give Jody the floor to allow her to vent her frustration. Thank if there you. Is any. Maybe she's over it by now. We'll find out together coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Welcome to the TJ and Riggins show. If you're just joining us, TJ's out today, but his wife Jody's here. And Lindsay is here, and Jody and Lindsay. Oh my gosh, the dynamic duo! Yeah,
I said we should do a podcast.
I know.
I think people would love it.
I know, and I'm holding back here, trying not to talk so much.
Talk away.
No, it's no big deal. But one interesting thing happened this week. We posted a video on social media. If you don't follow us, it's at TJ Riggins Show. And TJ said that you were complaining about him.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay, do you remember the subject of the video?
I do.
What was it? Explain to me the video that we
because
posted.
Because it was about him having a beer when he was so sick.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, TJ's been sick and he decided to have a beer on Friday.
Yeah.
And then a beer on Saturday. And he said you were nagging him about it.
I didn't nag him. I just said a beer. Like when people are sick, you're not craving alcohol. You know, and he was super sick. Like, you know, that's what I've heard all. So,
and also it's alcohol.
And so it dehydrates you, and he's already dehydrated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I said something about it. And then I don't understand that. So then he, of course, he comes on, Jody, this, Jody, that. It's all the time. I hear it all the time. I'm like, would you, oh my gosh. So he never tells anything Jody does good, does he, for him? For him.
I think occasionally.
What, does he say what do for him?
He's, I believe in that same segment, he said you want asked him if he wanted a cup of tea, that you would make him some winter cookie sleigh ride or whatever it was. Whatever that
Sleepy time sinus
is what it was. Yeah. He said you offered to make him that, and he said, but I don't like people waiting on me, so I went and made it myself. So I think he did.
Okay.
There was that piece, but
I'm talking in general. Does he tell you what I do for him on a daily basis? That is like, to me, it's a nice thing, a gesture that I do every single night for him.
No, what is it?
Oh, yes. Oh, what? About the coffee?
Nope. Okay, that okay. Too.
Yeah, well, no, he's pointed that at me. I'm giving you examples.
I know.
It's absolutely true.
Too. So every single night, I go and pull the bed down for him, and it is ready for him to go to bed. And when it's cold, he has a heated blanket, and I turn the heat on the blanket so that when he goes to get in the bed and it's cold, he has a warm bed to get in.
You're a better woman than me.
Single night. But this is what a brat he is. So let's say that I am busy and I might have maybe in the last 6 months forgotten twice, maybe. Not forgotten, just gotten busy.
Yeah.
That sorry thing will walk in the bedroom and he'll look and he'll turn and look at me and go, really?
No.
And I know he's being funny, but I just kind of want to throat punch him so bad.
He is kidding.
He better be.
Obviously, Jack, I've got to stand up for my boy here.
Yeah.
He's probably kidding.
Yeah, no, he was, but he's still a brat.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
making him a brat. It's me. I'm making him the brat.
It's like when you spoil your kids.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
I'm like, you're such a brat.
He's the kid in this situation.
Oh, dear. Well, we're just going to have to delete this segment because this can't possibly go on the radio. I don't know what we're going to do with this. I really don't.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.